The pandemic hasn't been kind to Bloomington and Normal City budgets, so what should they do with about $24 million in federal relief money?
We certainly would love to spend some of those dollars on capital projects, which result in job creation.
That's Normal City Manager Pam Reese. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, April 23rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Bloomington and Normal City governments deciding how to spend what's expected to be about $24 million in federal COVID relief money. Bloomington is expecting nearly $14 million, with Normal getting about $10.4 million. Normal City Manager Pam Reese says the town has several options that will stimulate the economy. Reese says staff will make recommendations to the council next month.
Some things that I would like to see would be reinstating some of the funds that we've used in the past to support organizations, possibly the Harmon Arts Grant Program.
Reese says the town will be strategic in how it spends the money.
We certainly would love to spend some of those dollars on capital projects, which result in job creation. We also, I'm hopeful that we can also put together a plan where we can use funds for maybe reinstating some of the cuts that we made in our tight budget year.
She says the first $5 million will come from the federal government American Rescue Plan soon. She says the second half of the money will arrive near the end of 2022. In Bloomington, City Manager Tim Gleason says his city is still looking for direction from the Biden administration on how it can use the money. Gleason says he plans to talk with council members about how they could best target some funding to help residents who've suffered most because of the pandemic, but he says the assistance must be tied to COVID-19.
So there's a number of things that we're considering and think they're valid and viable uses for this money, but we're also wanting to protect those that truly are victims and not open the door for those that would abuse the system.
Gleason says the city still has about $260,000 in community development block grant funds you can use to help low-income residents. You can learn how to apply to those relief programs at the city's website, cityblm.org. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County yesterday set a new record for COVID hospitalizations for the third consecutive day, with 58 people. Nearly 28% of us are now fully vaccinated, just a smidge under the statewide average. Chestnut Family Health Center in Bloomington is now offering the COVID vaccine. It's free to those without health insurance, and there's no copay if you do. You can make an appointment on Chestnut's website. And a bicyclist was seriously injured after being hit by a pickup truck yesterday afternoon in Bloomington. East Washington between Vail and Towanda were blocked for several hours as crews worked the scene. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The passage of the 1913 Illinois Suffrage Act gave the women of Illinois the right to vote for the President of the U.S. That happened 6 years before the 19th Amendment was passed, giving women across the country the right to vote. During this episode of McHistory, meet Florence Mae Reeser Funk of Bloomington, who had a major role in this.
Women of Illinois will have their first opportunity to vote for presidential electors in November.
This is Bill Kemp, librarian, McLean County Museum of History.
This is Diane Walker.
Florence Mae Reeser Funk is certainly one of the more interesting individuals in the early 20th century in Twin Cities history. She was born in 1871 in Bloomington, but at the age of six, her father, Abraham Reeser, moved the family to Chicago, but then returned to the Prairie State, and in 1895 married Frank H. Funk of Bloomington, whom she had known since childhood.
They say that the old-time Republicans are again in charge of affairs. I declare that the progressive Republicans are at the helm.
So the newly married couple, they established a home on the 900 block of North McLean Street on the east side of Franklin Park in Bloomington. Florence Reeser Funk and her husband Frank Funk both were committed progressives.
They asked us to come into their ranks, and we were pleased to accept the invitation because we, as progressives, knew that the leaders believed in progressive principles.
Florence Funk was also active in the suffrage movement locally and statewide and played a role in passage in 1913 of what's known as the Illinois Suffrage Act.
Women of Illinois will have their first opportunity to vote for presidential electors in November.
Even before passage of the 19th Amendment, giving women across the nation the constitutional right to vote, in 1913, women in Illinois could vote for the U.S. president.
There are 1 million women voters in the state, and they are in a position to determine the result of the coming election.
It was the first state east of the Mississippi to give women that right, but they still could not vote for most offices. And then the next year, 1917, when the United States entered World War I, she played an instrumental role in organizing home front activities. And these women in town had so much to offer the community, and World War I unleashed that potential. Women such as Funk, it was said, were, quote, were as truly and as usefully in the service of their country during the war as were those who bore official titles or wore the nation's uniform.
It takes no longer for a woman to register and to vote than it does to buy a loaf of bread.
She passed away in the fall of 1923 at the young age of 51. At her death, she was remembered as a, quote, woman of liberal culture, energetic nature, of comprehensive views on all questions of public interest, and possessed of a large and sympathetic heart.
This episode of McHistory was produced by Ariel Jones, featuring Bill Kemp from the McLean County Museum of History, and Diane Walker, who also portrayed Florence May Reeser Funk in the McLean County Museum of History's 2020 Virtual Evergreen Cemetery Walk. Before we let you go, there's a candlelight vigil tonight at 7:15 at the Uptown Circle, celebrating the Asian American and Pacific Islander community. Attendees are encouraged to bring candles, tokens, and flowers. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at cira.com.